USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's next top secret weapon is ready to be rolled out for the public. Mark your calendar. The Air Force's next stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider, will be revealed to the public in California on December 2nd. The rollout will take place at Northrop Grumman's facility in Palmdale, California. That's just over an hour's drive north of Los Angeles. Senator Lindsey Graham will testify before a special grand jury investigating the 2020 election in Georgia. At issue, according to Fulton County DA, is a phone call he made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the weeks after the election. Graham calls the insinuation of wrongdoing ridiculous. At a recent private convention, Elon Musk told prospective investors in his deal to buy Twitter that he planned to let go nearly 75% of the social media company's 7,500 workers. While job cuts have been expected regardless of the sale, the extent of Musk's planned cuts are far more than anything Twitter had scheduled. Twitter and Musk have until October 28th to work out details of the sale. Brazil's National Electoral Authority is announcing moves to crack down harder on online disinformation in a fierce presidential campaign. The TSE will levy big fines for online platforms that fail to take down fraudulent content after 2 hours. Also added, all political advertising online will be banned in the 48 hours before the vote. Thousands of police officers from around the country gathered in Connecticut Friday for a joint funeral for two police officers who were shot to death in an apparent ambush on October 12th. Bristol PD officers Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamsey gave it all. With the series tied at 1, San Diego will travel to Philadelphia for tonight's only baseball game. Last night, Houston defeated the Yankees and lead their series 2-0. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Prosecutors on Thursday rested their case in the Daryl Brooks trial, charged in the November 2021 Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. The state called 57 witnesses to testify over 2 weeks. Daryl Brooks, who is representing himself, in his opening statement did not reveal why the jury should acquit his murderous accusations. President George W. Bush appointee Judge Henry Autry in St. Louis on Thursday dismissed an effort by 6 states to block the Biden administration's plan to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans. President Biden's plan will put the financial responsibility for paying back the student loans onto the American taxpayer. The judge wrote, "The court lacks jurisdiction to hear this case." The Biden administration believes producing U.S. weapons of war in Taiwan will deter China from invading the island nation that is technically a part of China.
China's foreign ministry doubled down on their claims to Taiwan last week, saying they will not tolerate moves toward Taiwanese independence. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells Fox and Friends that he believes the United States needs to stop projecting weakness.
In our defense industrial base, we've blown through so many years worth of javelins. We just don't make some things that we need to make here domestically in order to restore freedom's forge, restore America as the arsenal of democracy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.